Hello guys, welcome to episode 45 with myself Esmeralda. Episode 45 of the Diversified Experience with Esmeralda. So I am driving home. I came up to see my mom, well, came down to where I used to live to see my mom, and I had to do some stuff. So when I come down back to Salinas, which is where I'm from, I stay a little bit and then I leave. Not a little bit, but I stay kind of like the whole day and then I leave at this time. So I have my headphones on, my wired headphones, in case it sounds kind of weird. But I couldn't make up my mind of what I wanted to speak about because there's just so much. But when I was on my way over here, I kind of wanted to record a podcast, because if you've been listening to me in the past, you know that either if it's my Bluetooth or a headset, I kind of would record when I was on my way somewhere, because I would commute a lot. But I wanted to, but my phone was charging, and the wired phones I use, headphones, obviously I have to connect them, and I couldn't do so. So I was thinking about talking about all the basically obstacles, problems, and how to solve them that we face in our career or in our lives. Mostly it's always career, business oriented. And things that I've seen, that I've learned, either with clients or with friends or people who come to me to ask me because they know my background in business. So what I would see a lot is an obstacle that people face is they have an issue starting at the bottom when they're already at the bottom. Like, you're at the bottom and you have an issue starting there. You want to start with having this or that. So an example is, I was speaking to an individual and he never told me this. And I would consult a little bit back and forth. It never got to be a full-blown big project because he had a bunch of other things that he needed to do that were a little bit more important. I sensed the drive in this individual. It's just that sometimes certain priorities, you know, we have to do first, and we stall other goals or tasks, whatever you want to call them. It happens all the time, right? And some of you who have a business or in school, you know, you maybe for school you may put off doing certain things because obviously school comes first. Or in your business, you have a long list and certain things you need to get done first, and some things you can pull off for a week or so, or maybe longer or less. But you know what I'm talking about. Building a business, you always have a to-do list. It's never ending, even if it's the simplest thing. So those things got in the way for him, and I understand, and I care for him. I still do. I don't speak to him as much. But his issue was that he didn't really want to start simple. He didn't want to start his business in a simple way. And I gave him so many options, different business plans, and he just wouldn't budge. And he would talk about all these other things that he really couldn't afford to do. And if I had the money, I would probably put money for, you know, to invest in him. Because he's someone who cares about, not only knows a lot about his field, but he cares a lot. And I'm sorry, it's hard to find someone who, excuse my language, but gives a shit. And he really did. He really did. And I'm very upset that I think even until now he hasn't really had his full business. And I think his parents make him, like, they force him to help him with a bunch of other things because they're already old. And I understand that, but I think it's done in a very forceful way. But he never told me that, but it's just a hinge that I have from a lot of other things that he would tell me. But anyways, not just that. I feel that he had friends or new people in the same industry that had these businesses, and I think a lot of them were pouring certain stuff to him that were false. And I do believe that happens. That even happens as a consumer, when you're lied to just so you can buy a product, this, you know, whether it doesn't matter what kind of product it is, even if it's a service, you're lied to and you're told other things. A way to sense it is when you hear people say you go see mascara, a tool, whatever, and you go to that exact brand, not a third party, but the store that belongs to that brand. They only sell that brand. Sometimes they go very biased, right? And when you can tell right away is they want to talk down all the other brands and try to upsell their brand. to me, that's obvious right away. Period. I can tell when someone's being biased and when someone's being honest. And I felt that was happening to him. And I just feel that... And I think I kind of told them one time, gave him a comment saying, hey, sometimes people have the keys and they only give you enough, or a smaller key, or they only give you enough so you can get to a certain point that's not above them or not even close to them or just a little bit below them. You know, and I see that a lot. That happens a lot. It's disgusting and it's gross. And I don't understand how a human could do that. It's just shitty. You're a shitty person if you do that. And a way to recognize that is sometimes it's not easy, or you feel scammed, okay? You can understand when you feel scammed or lied to. That, those same feelings that we take, we kind of have in our personal life, whatever you want to call your personal life. Sometimes when it comes to something a little bit more different than just personal, your career, your business, and I understand that sometimes that directly can be personal as well, obviously. But you kind of understand what I'm saying. But those same feelings that you feel when you're being lied to and scammed, you should feel when you're having different conversations. And I feel those feelings are not always connected. You know, I understand that maybe some of you might be older than me, but I don't have another way of explaining it. And nobody has ever really explained what I just explained to you in the way that I have explained, or in any way, or even told me this. You know, and it's part of, I think I have good transferable ability. We all have transferable skills and knowledge, but we don't have the transferable skills. And that's kind of hard to do. It's hard to transfer your skills and your knowledge, even with changing jobs. That's something we could probably all relate to, right? And some people probably don't want to do that. But the feelings, those senses that we have as humans, when you're having a different type of talk with somebody of a different relationship, you should remember those feelings and hold on to them, because that's how you could sense when people are doing this to you. And sometimes they may not know it themselves, but I'm sorry, I think a lot of times it's done to maliciously to hurt you. So another example, that's just one example. And let me think if I had anything else to say about that direct example. He had other people that he would probably have less than within his business or his business structure, whatever it was. And I don't think he wanted to do that. I think he probably felt embarrassed, ashamed. There was something negative. Or he just probably felt he had more potential, and I completely understand. He does. He really does. But, you know, we have to start somewhere, right? And sometimes, yeah, people start at certain stages. And I hate to say it, but it's just the way it is. You should never really... I never try to focus on what other people have. I've never really been that way, especially now within my business, because I've had a lot of obstacles. And I don't even like to say I've had a lot of obstacles, because one, if you're listening, a lot of my audience lives in the United States. There's many other people that listen to me on this platform, because I know on different platforms, because I'm on... The podcast is on various platforms, and I get my analytics from Anchor, because that's the platform I used to record, and they distribute on the different platforms. And I know different people listen to me, but one, going back to what I was saying, I'm in America, okay? Yes, right now we're suffering because of COVID and the pandemic. We're barely getting over, especially here in California. We just reopened again for like the second or third time. I don't even know what time we've reopened. Certain places have never really reopened. We still have obviously restrictions, just like I'm pretty sure a lot of other places. But I lost where I was going, like always. Oh, I mean, things are hard, yes, but things are way different anywhere else. Like I've said before, I grew up going to Mexico because I'm Mexican, I'm Mexican American, and a lot of my great grandparents, two of them, lived in Mexico, and I have a pair, you know, husband and wife, great grandparents that lived here in California. And I spend a lot of my childhood vacations going to, you know, Mexicali, Reynosa, Tamaulipas. If you're in Texas, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, you're not even know where that is. And seeing people who live basically outside, that's You know, so it's instilled in you that there's people who have less. They don't even have to tell, your parents don't even have to tell you shit. Like, you know there's people that suffer and that you, by being in America, you have a lot of privileges. So, I understand it's hard, but I've never really been like that. And you know what? I think he was Mexican as well. But I think he's a little bit more vulnerable, and I feel he's maybe too nice. And I hate to say it that way, but sometimes people could sense that and they could take advantage of you. And I'm going to leave that story there. I'm going to go back to my example, something that happened to me directly. So I was looking, before I incorporated, I've had my business, but then I was kind of like just getting information from the different counties. And for an LLC, you have to go directly to the state. But for a business license, like a small business license, that's a different thing. So for that, I think you have to go, as far as I was concerned, just to the county. And those are for different purposes. And I just kind of wanted to get like the legal information that they had and stuff like that. Because yes, I am an MBA, but little small things you forget. And when you're in school, you don't go through the phases of how to get this license, okay? Because that's going to take you 5-10 minutes, seconds in cases, to figure out whether you want an LLC, an S corporation, you want to be just self-employed, you know, all of that. So, and for me, even though I am from the era that we're all about technology, I still like to sometimes go and talk to people. So I went into one of the offices and I was like, oh, where do I know about where to get a permit? Or, you know, I figured it would be the permit center, and it was the permits office. She's like, oh, you would get at the permits office. I had gone in somewhere else. I think I had gone into some freaking office. I didn't even, so obviously they would know. Like, oh, you go to this office, it's the permits office. You know, you go anything there for any type of licenses and permits. So I went over there and I talked with the guy, and he's like, oh, well, here's the application, this is a fee, blah, blah. And obviously just the basic information. And I told them, and I think this was in regards to my clothing brand. And this was like, and if you followed me, you know that I've been stalling a clothing brand more than I like to say I have. And he's like, okay, yeah. And I'm like, you know what, she's going to be online. I'm not interested in a store, this and that. I'm going to have the merchandise on my house. I just, you know, it's just going to be online. He's like, well, you're going to need this and this and that. And if you don't own where you live, your home, you're going to need this application signed by your landlord. I'm like, I live in apartments. He's like, yeah, that's kind of hard to do sometimes. At that time, I did live in an apartment base. It doesn't even matter. I did not own the place where I live, so I needed, for that permit, I needed the owner to sign that. And there would have been no issue with that. I actually knew the owner very well. And I still didn't do it because I'm like, God, I don't want to do this. I'm going to move. Why do I want to tie all this to that? And I was just kind of like casually getting information. So, and I remember asking him, will this be the only way? And for some stupid reason in my head, I wasn't thinking about any other entity. I wasn't thinking about an S corporation or an LLC. I just figured something small would be best at that time. Now I think differently, obviously. And obviously I think differently because I'm in my own place and I'm actually casually here looking for the best place to have for my inventory and for office space. So obviously it's changed. So at that time, that was my best option. And again, I could swear, I told him, is that my only option? Like, and he's like, yeah, that's the only thing you could do. He was clearly fucking lying, or he didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Or he was just being stupid, like, oh yeah, and directly to this, yeah, this is all you could do. Which is not what I asked him, and it's not what he said. He just said a blunt, yeah, this is all you could do, and that was my only option. It clearly isn't. Okay, I knew people I know a lot of people. If you're in California, honestly, you probably know people who have their own little business. And you always get some from the district, you know, from the wholesale district in LA, Los Callejones. And I knew people when I was there, I knew a lot of business owners, whether they were friends or relatives, close or not close, it doesn't matter. I always knew Los Callejones. I've never been there, and I still want to go just look for simple stuff that I can privatize into my own brand, because it would be easy and cheap, obviously, and you would see them firsthand, opposed to going to having a vendor that you really, that's not really in the States, I mean, or even in the same state as I am. So, keep, I mean, imagine if I didn't have, not just that, like, people who don't have, like, my background or knowledge, or even the drive, simple drive, let's not talk about anything else, just the drive, you would have been like, shit, I can't do it, or either of you, you would have had an obstacle after getting something signed or a permit, you would have just been, okay, too bad. And you know what, that happens purposely, I do believe it happens purposely to a lot of people. And when I went through that as well, and I told myself, you have, when you, it was getting out of high school, and I don't come from educated parents, okay, and I'm speaking to you now as an MBA, and this was coming out of being in high school. I graduated high school with extra credits, because at some point I kind of felt I wanted to, again, I've always been career oriented, and I kind of started getting serious about it kind of at the end of my sophomore year, probably by junior year, so when I was able to work, and I kind of had my shit a little bit together. And if I think back, I felt I, there was so much I didn't know, and it kind of upsets me, it makes me kind of sad, but that's a different topic. So anyways, I and then not just that, this is a two-edged sword. So coming out of high school, not having educated parents, okay, and my mom is an American, my dad came to the States from Mexico and he was very young, but they both had uneducated parents, they didn't educate themselves either, so you have might as well be immigrants from another fucking country. I don't know what the fuck was going on, because I had to vouch for it all on my own, I had to do everything on my own, everything I had to do, even things that maybe they had to maybe help me a little bit with. Because during that time, I think my mom had to sign something, even though I was like over 18, kind of saying, hey, I'm not going to help her with her loans, give her her loans on her own. And that was basically the only thing that she did. And side note, she thinks she did a lot. The loans are under my name, period. So anyways, and I remember thinking to myself, you have to, when you get information and someone gives you information, and I had so many people telling me shit, they didn't even go to college, and they were kind of giving me fucking false information. So going back to the double-edged sword, me, I was like a average GPA student, so you're seen like a failure. Not even the school, I went to two different schools, the school that I was at, even though it wasn't white-based, it had a lot of different people. I felt it was white-based because they were very discriminatory with giving me information or giving anybody else information about going to college and careers. When I got to a school in the East Side, which I graduated from LSL High, they give their information to everybody. Shit is posted all over the fucking wall, this and that. They don't have somewhere where they just put their own little people, and they're only going to give information to your all the 4.0s and above people. There probably was a few little information that pertained to people that GPA, I understand. But going to college here, we, as an American, I'm sorry, because I know, I think as a person, I know it's different for other people who are here with visas and stuff like that. I don't know a lot about that, but we all have that. We all have that right. Okay, and I went to school and I paid for my school, and I'm still paying for it. And I had very little help from the state. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that look at what I went through, and I can imagine someone whose parents did just straight come from Mexico and they're first generations. You know, so that information wasn't given to me. I had to hunt for it. Okay, so that's one side of the sword. The other side is I live in a small area. I lived in a small kind of area, and they try to limit what you do and their programs and stuff like that. And that's not even the second thing that I had in mind to say of a double-edged sword, but that's another edge. So I remember thinking, I was talking and talking to people, I was talking to so many people, just trying to get information. I didn't even know what I wanted to do. I felt like a failure. So anyways, I'm like, God, I gotta get it together. So for a point, I was working. A lot of points I was working, because I started working when I was 16. There was times that I took breaks, but I was going to school full time, and I was taking other classes out of college to graduate early. I didn't graduate early because I was like, you know what? I don't really see the point of it. I don't want to go to, at some point I kind of did want to go to a UC or to a CSU. you know, a public school. And then I was like, no, I'm going to go to a small private school. That's it. I'm going to never regret doing that. So anyways, I remember thinking, going through all this, and I'm like, no, make sure when you get your information, make sure you see it in writing. You need proof. You need proof. You need to see it in writing. And even though I know this, sometimes I forget as well, and it's okay, but you need proof. You need documentation when you do anything. And when someone tells you something, you look for it, and you do your research on your own, and you find your sources. Find your sources. Find them. I hope you heard me clap. I'm driving. I shouldn't be clapping. And I ended up going to a small school. I really had no other option. I was like, I don't want to go. It was important to me, for me to work. So I was like, no, I'm not going to go to a school where they make their own schedule and I have to work at the fucking mall for the next fucking 4 or 5 years. Because I have to work on those stupid schedules. So that's what I did, and here I am. So, and there's so many other things that, other obstacles. How did I face them? Self-talk is important. It sounds stupid, but if you have nobody rooting for you, and even though I did have people rooting for me, little by little, I kind of saw that they weren't as supportive. And I'm very independent. And honestly, I don't care if I have the whole world for me, against me. If I want to fucking do something, I'm going to do it. And don't get me wrong, sometimes I lag. Sometimes I stall, but I recognize it. Okay, once you, when you hit the ground, when you feel you're going to fall, you just have to make sure you get yourself back up. And throughout my, because I'm 29, so kind of throughout my career's 20s and stuff like that, certain things would happen to me. I'm like, shit, I can't do it. But you know what? Self-talk. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't believe me, I don't know what to tell you. Like, who motivates you? Who pushes you to get shit done? Even when those people are not there, or if those people for some reason get tired because you're lagging or whatever, you're with yourself all the time. Your mind, it's super powerful. You, tú estás contigo siempre. And that's very important. And your sources, know your sources, get your sources right. I don't care if someone seems to be very successful or not. There's people out there that will maliciously tell you bad shit and send you on the wrong fucking road. They're out there. Okay, they're fucking out there. So that's why when I speak or when I write something, even if I don't give like the direct source, I always say, oh, you can look it up here and this and that. And when I say direct source, if I'm talking about a damn website, I'm saying I don't give you like www this and that, but I just say, you know what, with the state website, and you should be able to know what I'm talking about. That's why I say a direct source, and I'm still kind of giving you a direct source when I tell you that, but you understand me. Know your information, okay? Just, even if you don't know it, find it, look for it, your sources. So another time that somebody tried to stall me and trying to hurt me, because I kind of did feel upset, and that had never really happened to me, is, I don't know if you know, but I did my bachelor's basically twice. So I went to Brandman University, which is a small private school in Monterey, for a BBA. Long story short, something happened. I had to drop it. It took me months to recover, find another school, and then I ended up registering for my BSTM, which is a Bachelor of Science in Technical Management. It's basically a business degree. It just has a little bit more management classes, a few computer classes. That's probably not how they describe it, but that's basically what it was. It was a business degree. It's not just a business major. There is a difference. So, two, I have failed one class, an accounting class, and in my fucking master's, I took an accounting class twice. It frustrates me, okay? So, I knew that. So, I knew it was going to be hard, okay? But I think that was the first accounting class, and for a BBA, which is a Bachelor's of Business Administration, those degrees are very precise and they're very hard. They're not this dumb shit, a BSBA. They're a little bit harder. If you don't know the difference, you could look it up. But anyways, I had taken an accounting class and I failed it. There was like one or two classes I wasn't doing well with, okay? And I probably wasn't ready for it. I don't fucking know. But anyways, a white older lady brought me in. And she tried to convince me so hard in such a disgusting way. That's not what you're going to do. You need to change your majors. Are you sure you want to do this? It's not for you. Because of one class. One class. And I was like, I'm not an accounting major. Why the fuck would you say this to me? And it's one class. Like, I understand. This is fucking serious. I felt so bad. I mentioned it to somebody else. And then they're like, they gave me the information so I could complain. I spoke to the other individual. I really don't like 100% how that was handled, because I think they told her that I complained, and after that I didn't really want to see her because she did try to kind of be nicer to me, but it was in such an awkward way. I felt that when she saw me a few times after that, she would just ram into me and try to like get in my face to be nice to me, and it felt weird. It felt uncomfortable and I didn't like it. I was super upset. And it's funny because when I mentioned it to somebody, apparently she was known for doing that. And when I mentioned it to a few people, because it was a handful of people that I trusted, she had done that to other people. And that's not fucking okay. That's not fucking okay. It's not. And I remember feeling so upset. And I'm like, no, this is what I want to do. There's no other option. She's like, oh, I know. But you should really think about it. Like, It was such an awful, upsetting, disgusting conversation. And look where I'm at. And you know what? Sometimes classes are hard. Sometimes teachers are a little bit fucking harder on you. I had another fucking accounting teacher in my accounting class that even the second time that I took it, I had one of my friends help me, and he had an A+. And how did I barely pass? But yeah, it's some of the fucking military people who seem to fucking fall asleep in class and be fucking stupid, who are on the fucking GI Bill. They can't all. They're passing all their classes and very good GPAs. Fucking weird. But anyways, there's teachers that for any reason will fucking kill you a whole fucking grade. Okay? For a small handful of mistakes, when you have so much other things within a project or an assignment, they're just killing you. And there's certain things that will kill you. Okay? And there's a rubric. I understand. But some teachers, no matter what, they'll eat you alive. They'll eat you a whole fucking grade for a simple mistake. And making one or two mistakes will clearly get you out of bad grade in an assignment. And some of them are worth a lot of points. So, again, I knew, when I started going to college, I still kind of had an iffy. I didn't really know I was a business person. And it's so funny because even I took ROP classes, which is regional occupational something. If you're not familiar with that, it's basically like career classes. So you take computer classes at mechanics. I took cosmetology because for a fucking minute I thought I wanted to fucking be a cosmetologist. And I thought to myself, even if you own the fucking beauty salon, you don't want to fucking do that. You're way better than this. And little by little, I got all that shit. Don't get me wrong. If later on I could just invest money just for nothing, and I would do it in that, but right now the investments that I do within my business are kind of like my main sources of income, and I don't have that type of money to invest that way. But it's still, you know, a little childhood dream of mine. It's kind of cool, you know. Later on I will have multiple businesses. And two, I took an ROP class for cosmetology, and I took computer classes. So those computer classes got me an admin position at the hospital straight outside of fucking high school. Okay? Straight outside of high school. So if I would have, I mean, what other support did I have? I didn't really have much support. I really didn't. And it's kind of disturbing to say because I have a big family. But little by little, people didn't like that I was going to college and going to make something out of myself. And I always recognized that I was an independent person. Little by little, that shit grew inside of me. And it's just, it's what I am. It's what I am. It's what you are. And you just have to fucking do it. And sometimes it takes a long time. I understand. Sometimes some things don't take a long time. But there's a lot of people out there that want to put obstacles for you. Life puts obstacles for you. It's disturbing. I understand. But you just have to keep on fucking doing it for yourself. You know, I do it for myself. I put myself above a lot of fucking people, period. Okay? And I'm not ashamed of saying it. And I don't care if I should say it. People want to, especially as a woman, you're seeing negatively for them. That's a whole different podcast. I want to look for my book, Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg, and that book's really going to teach you. It's filled, she's educated, period, filled with studies and information and statistics and facts about, you know, what women face and women of color as well. And once you're aware of that, believe me, you don't fucking care. You don't, and you shouldn't. People are already going to be fucking stupid towards you just for being a female, for being a minority, for being an immigrant, this or that. Have your shit right, know your shit, and defend it. That's what it fucking is. That's what it is. And if you don't have, I understand that people don't have the guts, the balls, whatever you want to call it, depending on what it is, we call it different stuff. And people sometimes don't like confrontation, and I understand that. And if you recognize that you're that person, or that you just don't want to deal with it, because look, it is difficult. Somebody who takes shit head on, I tell you, sometimes it is difficult. I understand. But I know that I have to do it for other people as well. Because you know what? If nobody fucking does it for me, nobody's going to fucking do it for the person in back of me. Nobody did it for me in the front. So I'm fine with it. I understand it. I recognize who I am and what I have to do. So, and there is sometimes your other half. You have to recognize if you're that type of person, and you just have to be aware of it. If you're the confrontational one, you're not the confrontational one. Some just people just don't want, it's, again, it's difficult for those of us that we recognize that we're fighting this battle, that we're the fighters, that we're the frontline people. We know it's hard. And again, recognize who you are. If you're that person, and don't try to force it as well, because I just think it comes up off kind of bitchy and ugly. And even if it's like negative bitchy, or just they just want to label you as just a bitch that you're mean, or either it's annoying bitchy, you understand what I'm saying, or just if it's forceful, it's awkward and it's weird, you know. So have that in mind as well. But anyways, I think I'm gonna let you guys go. Again, thank you for listening. And those were, I crammed that in not even an hour. Usually it'd take longer. But find, oh my god, your sources. No, and those of us who went to school, we know how to recognize a reliable source. Okay? We understand. Don't let people just tell you shit. Oh my god, sorry, I thought I was gonna get a hiccup, so I kind of paused for a bit. But anyways, oh, I'm feeling my allergies. That's good that I was ending. So anyways, if you like my podcast, please review it. I don't have a lot of reviews. I just have 2 5-stars last time I checked. And I appreciate you listening. It means a lot. It really does. I know I don't have a lot of episodes, but little by little, and it's no excuse. I've had this for 2 years. I think I started November of 2018, my first episode with my friend. And I did it in my car, and I'm still doing it in my car. I recorded it there. And you see, you don't need much. You don't need much. Somebody who tells you need this high-end gear to start your fucking podcast. Some of you, with 50 episodes, you would do probably way better than I do. Okay, because some people just have like a niche. I feel I have a lot of them. And even if people don't agree with me, I like to do a lot of different things. It's part of self-branding. It's part of branding. It's part of growing. But I'll let you guys go. I will try to write down more things. That way I have more better structured content for you guys. Again, I don't edit, so I'm sorry if it sounds kind of weird. But thank you so much, you guys. Have a good night. It's 9:56 p.m. here in California. I'm getting to San Jose. Can't even say that either. But I'll let you guys go. Thank you. Bye-bye.